Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
For many of you, if you have the NCAA tournament brackets, you're probably sitting in somewhere, somewhere drowning your sorrows. But if you're a Marquette Golden Eagle fan, you are still rolling on as Marquette got a 101-92 win over Oregon yesterday at the Owl. And what an incredible atmosphere. And to talk more about it, their head coach, Steve Wojciechowski, now joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Coach, how you doing?
Doing great. Thanks for having me on.
You know, somebody was asking me today about how they feel about the NCAA tournament and Marquette. And I said, you know what? If you don't get to your ultimate goal, you take advantage of the goals that are ahead of you. And that's what you guys are doing. That's kind of the methodology, or at least the mindset, correct?
Absolutely. And that's without question been our mindset. I mean, we look at the NIT as a great opportunity to continue to grow, to get better, with such a young team. To play meaningful games in March, even though it's not the NCAA tournament, is something that hopefully we'll look back on as a real catapult for our program.
Size-wise, financially, you can't get it done there. But what a great atmosphere at the Owl to be able to play these couple of games there and have that kind of raucous environment that you guys get a chance to play in, huh?
It's been awesome. I mean, our crowds have given our team so much life and energy. Our students, you know, we've had our student athletes come out and support us. You know, men's lacrosse has done some things behind the basket that I'm not sure I've ever seen before. but the crowds have been fantastic, and the Owl's been a great home for us, for the NIT, and we really are appreciative of the support we've gotten from our fan base.
I go back a couple of years, and we were sitting here just kind of talking about this during the first other show. I remember a couple of years ago, we're talking about a team that can't hit from three. You guys just didn't have any outside scoring, and that was kind of an Achilles heel. You guys can bring in beer vendors at this point and hit from the outside. What's the difference? Is it just finding shooters, or is it working on something different?
Well, I mean, certainly we have some very gifted and skilled players, you know, in our program. When you talk about Marcus, Andrew, and Sam, I mean, in college basketball, you know, I'd put those three up against any other, you know, three-man tandem that a team can put out there on the floor. So, you know, they've brought a lot of skill to our program. I think our team has been very unselfish, so we get good shots on the offensive end. And I think both of those factors have led us to become, you know, one of the better shooting teams in the country.
When you look at your next opponent, Penn State's no pushover. Good team. Watch them play in the Big Ten this year. Very strong on the inside. They got a little bit different game than what you guys have. What do you foresee in this matchup?
Well, they're really athletic. They have great size across the board with their starting five. I mean, they're big. They're athletic. Tony Carr is one of the top guards in the United States. He was first team all Big Ten. And, you know, the kid Josh Reeves is as good a defender as we've played on the ball in throughout our season. So they've won 23 games. You know, they, like us, were just at the cut line for the NCAA tournament. They've approached the NIT the right way. You know, you can tell their kids are excited. They look at this as an opportunity to keep playing, to win more games, and to grow as a program. So we expect it to be just an absolute battle.
When you go back to this Oregon game, I mean, is it just as simple as, say, Rousey getting hot and draining a lot of threes, or was it because to me, I thought you guys moved the basketball extremely well. I thought your bench has been part of your strength, not only yesterday, but throughout the entire season. To me, everything just kind of clicked on all cylinders for everything that you guys have been doing right throughout the season.
Yeah, and going into the game, Oregon's a team that utilizes full court and three-quarter court pressure. They mix up their defenses. And we wanted to go into the game with an attack mindset and play and react and be instinctive on the offensive end. And I think that mindset allowed us to play at the level we did offensively. Certainly Andrew was a catalyst for that. But all of our guys, I thought, really, for 32 minutes in that game, really played aggressively on the offensive end and shared the ball. And when we do that, you know, we can put points on the board.
Talking with Coach Wojciechowski of Marquette Golden Eagles on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Like you had mentioned, you were like right there on that bubble, on that cut line. Do you ever get an explanation from anybody within the committee as to what the difference was from that game or that circumstance that would have allowed you to get into the NCAA tournament, to get a little better clarification as to what you need to do better next season, other than just obviously win?
Yeah, you know, the committee's not much on giving explanations why they put teams in and,
right,
and why they kept teams out. You know, certainly there are some games that if we could have back, we would want to do it. Obviously, you know, one of the things that helped us last year, we had a couple big wins over, you know, top-ranked teams. We didn't have those this year. So, you know, I think there's a number of different factors you could look at. You know, but all that being said, we're still happy to be playing. There's not many teams around the country that are playing right now, and we are, and we got to continue to focus on the task at hand and getting better, and that's been our mindset, you know, since Selection Sunday.
As a junkie that's obviously played in more than a few NCAA tournaments, obviously you're focused on the NIT and your opponents, but do you get a chance to watch the games that are good? Because that tournament has been, one, crazy, and two, extremely exciting.
Yeah, you know, I haven't had a chance to watch a ton of it for obvious reasons, because we're focused on what we're doing. But, you know, some of the scores have, you know, when they come up on your phone or somebody says, you know, what happened in one of the games, it seems like it's been crazy. But that's why they call it March Madness,
mm-hmm,
because these things happen a lot. Certainly not a 1 beating a 16, but, you know, there's always upsets. There's always great games. There's always buzzer beaters. And that's why, you know, it captures the hearts and the minds of the country.
Yeah, you guys had a good one of your own in the NIT, Mississippi State and Baylor, with Mississippi State coming out with a point on top. That was a fantastic game for those that happened to miss it. That was as good as any, you know, any March Madness game that we had seen. So you guys have had your own excitement in the NIT. So now you get a day off, you get a chance to breathe a little bit, or is it just walk through today, or what do you got?
Well, I wouldn't call it a day off. But obviously we can't do much from a physical perspective. I mean, we're a little banged up as it is, but we need to get to know our opponents today. We need to walk through the things that they try to do offensively and defensively and put our plan in. But we're not going to be able to do too much from a practice standpoint and from a physicality standpoint. It's more mental, emotional, and a game plan type of preparation for us today.
Who steps up? Who's your leader right now? Who's stepping in to say, okay, we gotta take it in this direction? Or somebody that says, okay, banged up or not, you know, we've got some momentum, we got to keep rolling. Who are you relying on?
Well, you know, really, you know, when you talk about leadership, I think one of the guys in our program that's made a huge jump in terms of being a vocal leader and energy giver is Marcus Howard. You know, his leadership throughout the year, his voice, his ability to communicate has been really, really good for our team, and we've become dependent on that voice. And so Marcus has done a really good job in leadership. You know, I think Sam Hauser leads in a different way. You know, he leads more by example. He's not necessarily the vocal guy, but he's a guy who shows up every day to work at a really high level. And then Andrew, I mean, I think Andrew is playing right now in this tournament like a senior who doesn't want his season to be over with. And, you know, that's something that, you know, we've certainly relied on, especially here in this NIT tournament.
Hey, Joe and I are sitting here looking. Now, I just got to ask you, and I pardon my ignorance. Now, are you guys at the Bradley Center or back at the Owl tomorrow night?
We are back at the Owl.
That's what I thought, but they've got you listed at the Bradley Center. I guess it's just because that's your natural home court, but I thought you were at the Owl, and I thought, well, I was misreading it. So looking forward to more energy and more. Hey, by the way, have you seen the highlights? I don't know who the student was. That guy's just jumping up and down, going crazy in the middle of the section just behind the basket. Is that the guy that you were talking about earlier?
Yeah, no, that's our men's lacrosse team.
Okay.
And so they've been incredible. And, you know, they've kind of been the spark that lights the fire for everybody else in the Owl. And it's so good. I mean, that's one of the things I love about our department is how the different teams support one another. And It's been a huge thing for our games, no question about it.
Yeah, the guy, the dark-haired guy in the middle that's on every Sports Center highlight, on every highlight that I've seen thus far, that's the guy. You got to put him on the floor or something. Put him in the Eagle costume, because that guy's got – how he doesn't have, like, a neck injury from jumping around the way he does, I have no idea.
They're doing too good a job in the stands behind the basket. I'm not going to change anything with that.
Yeah, well, superstition. I can get you on that one as well. I understand it. Hey, best of luck. You guys get a win. You're off to New York, off to Madison Square Garden. We wish you nothing but the best, Coach, and we'll talk to you soon, okay?
Hey, thanks so much.
Appreciate it, pal. Talk to you later. There you go. Steve Wojciechowski, head coach of the Marquette Golden Eagles. They take on Penn State tomorrow night back at the Owl. So for those of you that are looking at, say, ESPN or the other brackets that are out there, it is not the BMO Harris Bradley Center. They are back at the Al McGuire Center tomorrow night, and look for the Marquette men's lacrosse team to be going just bat crap crazy, because it has been a lot of energy. It's been a lot of fun to watch over at the Al McGuire Center. And he joined us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80 plus years they've been going to get done. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.